This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Thank you so much for joining us once again for The Invisible War. My name is Kevin Harris. We're joined once again in studio with our teacher, Dr. Rob Randall. Now, this program is about spiritual warfare, and there is so much in the Bible that we need to know about this topic. And it's based on Rob's teaching found in his book, The Invisible War. And by the way, you can get a copy of that book at any bookstore or go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Dr. Randall, going through this sin list has been so helpful. It's been so helpful to me personally to take a look into God's Word and look deep into myself and look at these areas that we all struggle in from time to time. And we're going to wrap up this series on the sin list in today's show. But I want to remind you that if you've missed any of these programs, they're available online at our website. You can download them for free. Just go to theinvisiblewar.org and just click on the broadcast button. And there it's available to you to download. Pass it on to friends and go over it again. It's rich, rich material from God's Word. Rob, recap for us what we've covered so far in this series, and again, help us to understand why we're going over this sin list. It really seems to be a concern of yours that people don't feel condemned, but that people are set free going through this sin list.
Wherever there's unconfessed sin, be certain the enemy will point it out to you. Every time you go into the prayer closet to work with Holy Spirit, to pray for yourself or to pray for a loved one, to pray for your church, if there is an unconfessed sin, the enemy will certainly remind you of it and keep you from going where you need to go to be able to cooperate with Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you today. Please hear my heart. The reason we encourage you to take this journey with your sin list is not for condemnation. Jesus did not come to condemn. He came to cleanse. This is not for your destruction. This is not for your embarrassment. This is not for your sorrow. This is to get all of that cleaned up so it can be ultimately cleaned and forgiven and forgotten. God is able to separate us from our sin as far as the east is from the west. He puts it in the deepest part of the sea. And I like what one preacher said long ago, he's posted a no fishing sign there. Amen. The problem is, if we continue to cover it up, if we continue to allow these matters to stay at work, the enemy will have access and hinder us when we go before the Lord in prayer.
Well, Dr. Randall, so far we've looked at sins of the tongue, sins of unforgiveness, disobedience, rebellion, anger, unbelief, sins of ingratitude, sins of impurity, and greed. That brings us to our next category. This one's kind of sneaky because some people are too prideful to know that they're engaging the sin of pride. Some people are too prideful to know that they have a pride problem. Let's look at the sin of pride.
You know, as I study the Word of God, 2 Timothy 3:5 says, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power, avoid such men as these. I want to ask you today, are you willing to allow the Lord to manifest His power through you? Are you? Or do you have to control things? Are you willing to allow the Lord to let His power be known in and through your life? Are you? If not, it's a sin against God. Confess it today. We are instruments of His grace. We are His sheep. He is the shepherd. He is our Savior and Master. If He wants to manifest anything in and through you, let Him do it. And if you've ever said, no, I don't want that, Lord, when He wanted to give you something, it's a sin against God. I want to ask you this. Are you preoccupied with your reputation? Boy, I certainly have been guilty of that as an evangelist. So much is based upon our reputation, what folks think of us, publicity, all of that matter. I have been involved in that for so many years. Listen to the Word of God. Philippians 2, verse 7, have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although He existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but He emptied Himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name which is above every name. You say, Rob, that's Jesus. I'm not Jesus. You don't get off the hook that easy. It says, have this attitude, have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We are commanded to be humble before the Lord. It's not about what folks think of us. It's about what God thinks of us. And He loves you. You are valuable. You are precious. He loves you today. Humble yourself before the Lord. I want to ask you this. Do you have trouble humbling yourself? Is it difficult? But He gives a greater grace. James 4, verse 6. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Do you have trouble receiving ministry from others? Do you? Oh, my. Hear it again. God is opposed to the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. You know what I believe, Kevin? We need to do some more foot washing. You know, as weird as that may seem to some of us that have been churchmen for many years, there's something beautiful about someone humbling themselves to wash somebody else's feet. I want to ask you, is that beyond what you're willing to do or to let somebody else do to you? We need to humble ourselves. Oh, my, my, my. Let those who have certain gifts that God has given them, let them minister to you in Jesus' name.
Dr. Randall, again, great words, words of encouragement. Now let's look at sins of idolatry.
You know, the Bible makes it very plain that idolatry is a sin against God. Listen to the word, Galatians 5:20. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality. And here it is, verse 20, idolatry. Is there anyone or anything in your life more important to you than Jesus Christ? Is there? Oh, hear the word. It's an idol. It is a place where you bow. Anything can be an idol. It can be our children. You know, I have four precious grandchildren. They're wonderful, beautiful. I love them. I have three precious children. They're wonderful and gifted and smart and intelligent, just like their mama. But I want to tell you something. Please hear me. If we're not careful, we'll set up our children as idols. We'll worship them more than we worship the Lord. Our thoughts and our hearts are more about them than our Lord Jesus. You know, another area of idolatry we need to be very careful of, our churches can become idols. Our rituals, I know that's a charged word, but our religious experiences can become idolistic, and we need to confess that. Listen, it's not our religion that's important. It's not our traditions. It's not our religious traditions that are important. It's Jesus that needs to be exalted. We don't need to exalt our churches or our buildings. We don't need to be drawn to the building or the money that we've raised for this project or that project. We need to be led to the Lord. If it's not in His name, then the enemy will have access in our hearts. Even in our religious traditions, they can become idols. Oh, do you crave evil things today? Do you? Notice in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 5 through 6, "Nevertheless, with most of them God was not well pleased, for they were laid low in the wilderness. Now these things happened as examples for us, so that we would not crave evil things as they also crave." Do you desire nasty, filthy, evil things? Have you allowed the flesh to just run rampant over the things of the Spirit? Does the flesh rule your life? The Bible says we are to crucify the flesh. Reckon the flesh dead. In and of the flesh, there is no good thing. No good thing. Avoid Israel's mistakes. Don't crave evil things. If you do, it's a sin against God. You're not going to be able to change your thinking on your own. It's a work of the Holy Spirit, but it begins through agreeing with Him that it's a sin. Confess it. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Do you have a love for money? We've talked about this on the other program, but the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Money can be idolatrous. Money can be an idol. We've all seen that in all of our lives. We've seen people destroyed by worshiping money and the very power of getting money and the power that money brings. Oh, please hear me. Don't love money. Love Jesus. Love the Lord. He will provide. He is Jehovah Jireh. He will give you everything you need and more. He is a God of blessing. Trust Him today. Trust Him. I want to ask you today, do you love the things of the world? Do you? James 4, verse 4, "You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." Yes, we're in the world, but we're not to be of it. There's a big difference. We are to be salt and light. Yes, we are to engage the world. Yes, we're not to cloister ourselves and to dig a hole and to just be around Christians all the time. No, no, we're to engage the culture through the power of Almighty God. But hear me today, we're not to love the things of the world. To do so is a sin against God. The good news today is that you can be cleansed. I can be cleansed. Jesus came not to condemn, but to set us free. And if the things of this world are hindrances to you, where the enemy has found access to keep you from being effective when you pray, confess it today, and the Lord will cleanse you of it.
Well, Rob, this next area brings us to our last sin on the sin list. It's sins of the Spirit. What do we mean by sins of the Spirit?
You know, I want to encourage everyone as we get into this last section. If you would like a copy of the list that we have studied in this series called Making Your Sin List, just email me and I'll be glad to send it out to you free of charge. Just let us know of your interest and your request, and we'll be glad to send it to you. But as we go into this last section, would you listen with your heart? Just let the Lord speak to you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. This last section is so important. Would you hear it? As I study the Word of God in Matthew 23, verse 28, listen to the Word. "So you too outwardly appear righteous to men, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness." I want to ask you today, as I ask myself, do you act like everything's okay when it's not? Has the Lord ever spoken to you about confessing your sin and you said, "Well, I'm okay. I don't need to do that. I'm good enough. Well, I don't really want to do that. What will folks think if I confess? I can't do that." Listen, go back to that place of disobedience and ask the Lord to cleanse you of it. And He will today. Jesus did not come to condemn. He came to cleanse. Are you too busy to pray? Oh my, how easy it is to get too busy. That by the time the day is done and our head hits the pillow, we've had no time to pray. 1 Timothy 2:1, listen to the Word of God. "First of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men." The first thing we ought to do, the most important thing, is prayer. Don't get too busy to pray. And if you have fallen into that habit, that pit, it's a sin against God. Confess it today, and He'll cleanse you of it. I want to ask you this today, as I ask myself, are you neglecting the study of God's Word? Matthew 4, verse 4, "But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." You cannot grow, I cannot grow spiritually, without feeding on the Word of God. There's no substitute. It's not legalism that I'm teaching here today. I'm not telling you that if you read so many verses or so many chapters a day, everything's going to be okay. No, you have to come to the Word with a broken and contrite heart and ask the Lord to speak to you through it. And He will. He will. Study the Word of God, not with the purpose of devotionalizing or sermonizing. Study the Word of God so that He may speak to you and that you may obey. I want to ask you this. Have you neglected the witnessing of your faith in Christ to others? Have you? Matthew 28, 19 through 20, listen to the Word today. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You know, some have argued today that the work of evangelism is just for those who have the gift of the evangelist. It's not what the Bible teaches. It is our responsibility to give witness. Now, what does that mean? A witness is simply someone telling what they know to be true, even at the cost of their lives. That's it. Just tell the truth. What has God done for you? You know what a testimony is? It's real simple. What life was before Christ, how you came to Him, and how has it been since He has come into your life? Anybody can share that knows Him. Do it. Let folks know of the Christ that has saved you. Share with Him. Share with others the good news of Christ. Oh, listen. Do you care for them? Share with them. What would you think of me if I had the cure for cancer and I never shared it with anyone? What would you think of me? If I just kept it to my family and to myself, you wouldn't think much of me, would you? And yet we have the cure for the most horrible disease that always brings death, and that's sin. And Jesus is the cure. It's His blood shed for us at Calvary that cleanses from all sin. Share that good news with those around you. Do it, and do it today. And if you've neglected the witnessing of your faith, just admit that it's sin against God, and He will cleanse you of it today. I want to ask you this as we bring this series to a close. Have you been unwilling to love others? Have you? Matthew 22, verse 36. Listen to the Word, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And He said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." 1 John 3, verse 14, "We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." Please hear the Word today. The Word doesn't come to condemn. It is our sin that condemns. And that sin that we have committed separates us from the One who is life. He is the resurrection and the life. He loves us, and He wants to get all of these barriers torn down so that we can cooperate with Him when we go into the prayer closet. Please hear the Word. Please go to those secret places. I cannot do it for you. I can do it with you, but I cannot do it for you. Go to those places. If you hold a grudge against anyone, against God, against yourself, is there a sin that you've committed, a failure, and you can't forgive yourself? It's a sin. The Lord forgives you. Don't hang on to it. Let Him have it. Let Him heal that wound. Would you do it today? Or if there are others that have hurt you and you just can't forgive them, you don't like them, You don't want to love them. You want them judged. It's a sin against God because He is our judge. It is the Lord who will make all things right. He says so clearly, "Judge not, lest you be judged. Vengeance is mine. I will repay," says the Lord. I want to encourage you today. No one is getting away with their sin. They never have. They never will. All sin will be dealt with by the judge of this universe, and He always does right, the Bible says. Would you take it to Him? Would you take Him these wounds? Would you do it? You know, Kevin, I know you'll have some comments at the end, but I feel so led to pray right now. Would you join me in prayer right where you are? Words are not magic. God knows our hearts. Join your heart with mine. Let's humble ourselves together, and let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank You that You love us. Lord, we thank You that You love us so much that You sent Your Son to die for our sin. Lord, we haven't always believed that You love us, but we believe it today. Thank You that You have found us valuable. Thank You that we are worthy of Your Son's death. I ask You, Lord Jesus, to forgive us of our sin. Forgive us where we have been unwilling to forgive ourselves, where we have been willing to forgive others, where we have held grudges against You. Oh, God, forgive us. Cleanse our heart. Lord, we can't cleanse our lives. We've tried and failed. We cover it up with religious rituals and traditions that are so, so powerless. Forgive us. Forgive us where we fill our lives with busyness so we don't have to hear Your voice. All kinds of addictions so that it will numb our minds and our hearts so that we cannot hear from You. Forgive us. Lord, take us to that place where we said no to You. Take us to that place. Help us go there. Lord, we recognize it's sin. Help us, Lord. Help us confess it right now. Lord, thank You for forgiving us. Thank You for Your cleansing power. Thank You for Your love. I ask that You would baptize my friend right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, baptize us in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask, Lord, that You would remove every block, every lying spirit now. Tie the tongues of the liars. I ask You, Lord, that You would bring to attention every spirit that would keep us from being cleansed before You, every accusing spirit. Lord, thank You. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Lord, thank You for today. Thank You for the sweet privilege that is ours to trust You as if it were for the first time. Lord, I ask that You would do the greatest work for Your greatest glory. And I pray it in the mighty, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Now, if you've prayed with me today, let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. Email us through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Or you can call me toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. I will personally receive your emails and your phone calls. Please let me know how we can serve you today. Thank you again for the sweet privilege that has been ours to bring you The Invisible War.
Dr. Rob Randall, thank you very much. I want to remind everyone, you can get this entire program when you go to theinvisiblewar.org. And any programs that you may have missed in the past in this series on the sin list are available free for download when you go to theinvisiblewar.org and click on the broadcast button. Would you faithfully stand with us, pray for us in this struggle? It's a difficult topic. We meet a lot of spiritual opposition, and we could really use your support financially and prayerfully. Make your investment into this ministry by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, or let me give you this toll-free number, 877-808-8886. That's 877-808-8886. If you don't have access to a computer, write to us, Rob Randall Evangelistic Ministries, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. That's P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. We look forward to hearing from you. Let us know how this program has blessed you in the invisible war.
I want to remind everyone today, listen to the Word of God. Why have we done this sin list? Listen to the Word. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him. This is about you and your relationship with the Lord Jesus.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.